Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Gittin Chav Zayin, Gittin 27a, pagination is 53, starting from the Mishnah at the top of the Amud, Hamevi Get Ve'Avad Heimenu. A person is bringing a get, he's a shliach laholacha, to conduit the get from the husband to the wife. And v'avad heimenu, the get was lost. Matzo la'altar, if he finds the get right away before anybody has a chance to come by and have possibly dropped another get with the same names and the same information, kosher. So then if he finds the get, it will still be kosher. V'im lav, but if it had some time elapsing before he found it, and it could be, even if it's a bit unlikely, but it could be that a different get was dropped in the same place, puzzle, he would not be able to use that get. We're worried about a possible exchange of two gittin, and if it wasn't written for the purpose of this couple, it won't work. And therefore, we can't use it because we're not quite positive that it's the same get. Matzah b'chafisa o b'deluskama, if he finds it in a container, which was his container, and through that there is the simen, imakiro kosher, if he recognizes it, then it will be kosher, because the fact that it's in this container is an indication that it's indeed the same get. We encountered similar halachas in Meseches Baba Metzia regarding lost objects. If you have an unidentified object, but it's inside a different object that could be identified, how that helps you in identifying an object and returning it to the person who claims it would be his. And here also, it's not that anyone else is claiming it or that we're looking to hoard it. We have nothing to do with it. But in order to confidently return it to the shliach, so that he can bring it to the woman and use it for gerushin, we have to be confident that it's indeed the get that was written for her. On Amud Beis, about midway on the page, we find another solution as to how we would know that this get is indeed the same one. About midway on the page, in the middle of the line, Rav Ashi Omar, Rav Ashi said, "Kigon de ka'omar nekev yeshbo betzad os polonis," that he's able to say that there is a hole in the parchment next to a certain letter. And the Mefarshim say specifically a certain letter, but if it was more vague than that, it wouldn't be enough of a simen. We're looking to have a simen muvok, that it's a very definitive sign that it's the same get. And that's indeed what we do if we have to send a get, for example, in the mail. We make a pinhole in a certain spot and we identify that this get has this simen, in order that they should be able to, with confidence, deliver it to the woman. As the Gemara says, V'dafka betzad os polonis, davale sumen muvhak, that it's next to a certain letter, very specific, aval nekev ba'alma, but if it just had a hole in the document, lo, that wouldn't be enough. Mesafka le simanim ideoraisa, Idrabonon. General simonim, that we would be willing to return a lost object to its proposed owner, those types of simonim are not absolute simonim. They're not simonim muvhakim that people are allowed to bring. And those types of simonim, we're not sure if they're deoraisa or drabonon, biblical or rabbinic. As Rashi explains, could very well be that we return a lost object to a person with a basic simon, because simanim are only dirabbanon, rabbinic, but they legislated in financial matters that this is the way we're going to run things. Whereas gittin, they can't make such a legislation. They can't say, hocus pocus, it's a good get. We need, biblically, that it's considered to have met biblical standards of verification that it's the same get. And therefore, on a general simon, we're not quite positive that it's going to allow us to give the get. But if it has this simon muvhak next to a certain letter, there's a hole, that's already like over the top. That's such a definitive thing that we can rest assured that it's indeed the document that we lost. The Gemara relates a story which really brings this to greater understanding. Rabba Bar Bar Chana Irches Legita Be Midrasha. Rabba Bar Bar Chana lost a get. He was the shliach. He lost it in the Beis Medrash. Omar, he said, Isimona isli bigavei, ibitviyaseina isli bigavei. If you want to be careful not to return it to me unless it has a simon, you want me to really give you the confidence that it's the same get, and this is the get that I lost, I have a simon in it. If it's a tvius ayin that you want to return it to me with, because a Talmud Chacham can recognize the item, and if he's confident, he can say, this is mine, this is the one I lost. He says, I have that also. I would recognize the get. Adronele. They returned it to him. Amar, but it was unknown, Bayadana, imishum simana ahadruha vikasavri simanim doraisa. If it was returned to him because they were convinced that simanim is deoraisa, regular simanim, and they felt that was satisfactory for a get, imishum tevias eina, or it's because he had recognition in the get, and that's the level of a simon muvhok if you trust the person. V'davka tzurba mirabonon, and that would only apply by a talmud chacham, a person who is a higher caliber of person, and he would never change, lie, alter anything. Even if he was to gain something, he wouldn't do that. And therefore, you could return it to him on his say-so that he recognizes it. Aval inish ba'alma lo, but an average person, a recognition would not be sufficient, and we would require simanim. Yeshe koach. Thank you for joining.